Hello everyone and welcome to Friends Till the End, where you've been all along, your one-stop shop for all things Friends, as we run down the classic sitcom episode by episode. I'm Michael and I've seen Friends. What's it going to be today? Is he going to say 1,000 times, over 1,000,000 times, over 100 times, over 12,000 times? What's it going to be today? And I've seen Friends over 1,000 times.
Oh man.
If you were playing along at home, give yourself a point.
I thought you were going to say over 100 times.
Oh wow. And who are you?
I'm Elizabeth, and I've never seen Friends.
It's day 3 of 7 podcasts in 7 days. It's our way of kicking off the season. 'Tis the reason for the season. We kick off every new season with 7 episodes back-to-back over 7 days. It's day 3. We're almost halfway there. How are you feeling, Elizabeth?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How are you feeling, Michael?
I'm doing all right. How is little Gunther doing today?
Doing great.
About the same as yesterday?
Yep, same.
Glad to hear it. Eating well?
Yes.
Sleeping well?
No.
Getting plenty of exercise, fresh
kind
air?
Of, sort of.
Are you glowing?
No.
Oh,
there's no glow. On. It's just dry, scaly. I feel like a dragon.
I would say you look about the same. So don't beat yourself up about
great.
It.
Great. Well, I guess that's something.
One thing I've been meaning to ask you, because we've had a bit of a break before we kicked off season 6. We had about a month off, did a bit of traveling. I think what people want to know, you being like the trendsetter that you are, what you've been watching on television in the sort of month off where we've not been watching Friends? What's been good?
Huh. I couldn't watch a lot of my normal shows when I was over in the UK because, you know, the Netflix shows change and things aren't available and whatnot. So I've kind of started rewatching How I Met Your Mother.
Yes, we've both restarted that, despite my protestations.
It's a good show, isn't it?
It's kind of sucked me back in again.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's comfortable. It's all right. Like, the more I watch it, the more I hate Ted Mosby.
Well, yeah.
Like, he sucks.
Yeah,
he does. There was an episode where, just now, where he made his girlfriend, the wonderful Robin, get rid of all of her dogs. And, like, it branded him as, like, the person that was correct on this side of things. Like, the show was like, yeah, he was right. Not since that episode of Sex and the City where Carrie insisted people throw a party and give her shoes.
Oh no, we've already talked about
this. Well, it still sticks in my craw.
Well, other shows. I started Riverdale a while ago.
Yeah?
I used to read those when I was a kid. I really liked the Archie comics.
You see, that's lost on me. That's a very American thing.
It's old-fashioned, too. It's not even... It was made way before I was born.
I only know it from The Simpsons.
Oh.
Stay out of the Riverdale. Who's that?
I don't know.
Is there a guy called Moose?
Oh, I think maybe.
All right, then that was Moose.
Well, so I started that a while ago, and then I recently went back to it. But I can only take it in spurts. But to be honest, my go-to show...
Spurts.
Do you have something funny?
Spurts.
Yeah. Spurts. My go-to show is SVU. Law and Order, SVU, Stabler.
The perfect show
Olivia
to fall
Benson.
Asleep to. More like Unstabler. That's what I like to say. That guy, he should not be doing the job that he's doing.
He's good at his job.
He is a fucking accident waiting to happen.
He's just an angry man.
Well, one of your hot picks right now has to be that we've both been enjoying, Tidying Up with Marie Kondo.
Oh, of course. Oh. I feel like everyone's been watching that.
If you haven't watched it, it's on Netflix, man. I hope Netflix spend another $100 million keeping that show on it forever.
Well, I saw that Michael had decided to take out a lot of his clothes and fold them and put them upright in his drawers the way that Marie Kondo suggests. They're all over the floor. I mean, I don't know if it sparks joy for him, but it does not spark any joy for me.
Oh, it's so joyful.
Is
just
it?
Just so many lessons to take in life. Before we started recording, I just took like a little minute to thank the microphone for recording our podcast. Just a little moment to myself.
So if you've never seen the show, before she starts in somebody's house, she takes time to thank it and just kind of maybe give her intentions of being in the home. And she has like a private moment where she's kneeling on the ground and doing these internal things, and yeah, so it's very nice, and that's what Michael was just doing at the beginning of this recording.
Well, I'm sorry you don't find the joy in life that I find, but it's just the way it is.
I guess so.
Cool, man. So as I said, this is day 3 of the 7 podcasts in 7 days, and this might be the first 7 in 7 that we've done where it's going to be completely sober for the both of us. This
oh,
is
yeah.
like an alcohol-free zone. Usually, at least one of us has a little beverage. You're obviously off it right now.
Yeah.
Because you are with child. And I'm on my annual dry January. So, yeah. I'm sipping a coffee.
I have a hot chocolate.
An evening time coffee. I'm going to be up all night. Mm. What am I like? And you've got a nice little hot chocolate there. Cheers.
We're not drinking out of our friends' mugs, I've just noticed. How dare us?
Yeah. We've just finished watching Season 6, Episode 3, the one with Ross's denial. Denial is not just a river in Egypt. It's also something that Ross has a lot of in this episode.
Totally.
We'll get to it in just one moment. But before we do, it's time for another Friends Would You Rather?
Dun, dun, dun. What you got?
This week, as always, I pitch to Elizabeth, and sometimes she'll pitch to me, a Friends-themed Would You Rather. Give you some time to ask some questions, some clarifying questions, and then at the end of the episode, we'll get your answer on what you would rather. Haven't been able to run any polls, but just remind us what we've done this week. You asked me one on the first episode. It was, would I rather have Joey's love life or Ross's love life?
Yes.
And I think I chose
Joey's
love life, just because Ross's love life was too much like Ted's from How I Met Your Mother, which I think I was justified on. Yesterday, I asked you, would you rather live with Joey in Joey's apartment or Rachel come live with you in your place? You chose going to live with Joey,
mm-hmm.
with the chicken and the ducks.
It's just for them, really.
Today's would you rather is Thanksgiving themed.
Oh.
Perfect time of year for Thanksgiving themed.
Right. Question. January, perfect.
Well, I mean, someone could be listening to this on Thanksgiving, so you never know.
Okay, yeah, true.
My question is, we've had a couple of Friends episodes where they've had a couple of mishaps at Thanksgiving. I'm sure you'll remember.
Definitely do.
So my question to you is, would you rather spend Thanksgiving locked out of your apartment alone, or would you rather spend Thanksgiving inside a box surrounded by all your friends enjoying Thanksgiving?
That's easy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. No questions? No further questions?
Well, no, I have one question.
Okay.
If I am locked out of my apartment, can I go somewhere else, or do I have to just stay at the door?
Well, it's a race against time, you see, because your dinner is inside cooking, so you have to figure out a way to get in.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about the friend's apartment. I'm talking about your apartment. So where you live right now.
Okay.
Being locked outside. You okay with that?
Yeah. All right.
Okay. All right. Shall we do it to it?
Let's do it.
Okay. Season 6, Episode 3, the one with Ross's denial. First aired on the 7th of October, 1999.
Bum, 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 bum. Well, it's your turn to go first, Michael.
Bum, bum,
so you have to guess.
Okay. Last episode had 22.9 million viewers. I don't think there was anything in that episode that spiked up the numbers anymore. So I'm going to say 22 and a half.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
I'm 2-0 up, right? It's worth saying.
Yes, I believe I'm
2-0 up. Okay, so you kind of need... No pressure.
Well, I'm just going to say 23.
You're going to say 23.
Yeah.
And I got 22 and a half.
I don't think it's going to go up or down.
Okay, but it has gone up.
No, I mean a significant amount.
All right. We have 21.6.
Oh, God.
Yay, buddy.
All right, so I'm not doing great.
People have the internet now in 1999. They don't need to be watching Friends all the time.
Yeah. They're probably getting sick of it.
Okay, so this episode opens with Chandler arriving in Rachel and Monica's apartment. Not for much longer. Soon going to be his apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Soon I'm going to have to get used to calling the apartment something else.
Yeah.
But there he goes. He comes in. The ladies are gathered around Joey. Phoebe's like, this is incredible. Joey's been holding his breath for almost 4 minutes. And then we cut to Joey, who's just got sort of puffed up cheeks. And he's like, which is a really good visual for people on the podcast, listening on the podcast.
Yep.
Chandler susses this out already. Maybe this is something Joey's tried at home already. But he just walks up and holds his nose. And then, like, literally 2 seconds later, Joey's like, ah!
He was cheating.
He was cheating. Rachel is on the hunt for a new apartment. First person she asks about is Phoebe. She goes to Phoebe. She's like, Phoebe, can I live with you? And Phoebe is like, well, that'd be great, but what am I going to do about Denise? Everyone had forgotten about Denise. Can you believe it?
I think I did.
What?
Who's Denise?
How can you forget about Denise?
You don't know who it is?
I know Denise. What are you talking about?
Oh, you do?
Don't you remember the one last season?
The one?
The one she had to find a new roommate after she broke up with Gary. Denise!
I'm sorry, I don't remember.
Nah, it didn't happen. We don't know who Denise is.
Oh, she gets really upset because she's like, you don't remember Denise, my roommate? My roommate Denise?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, so obviously that's not going to happen.
Joey then takes the opportunity, pounces on Rachel. Hey, Rach, you can move in with me. She's like, ooh. And he's like, yeah, we'll have fun. It's right across the hall. And you know about Naked Thursdays, right? Oh, Joey.
It kind of makes sense for them
what,
to just
Naked
move
Thursday?
In. No, not Naked Thursday. Just to move in together, like I predicted in the last episode. It makes so much sense. She wouldn't have to barely move.
I mean, I think it's just too much of a downgrade for her. She's lived in that apartment before, lest we forget. And she did not like it.
No. Who would? There's like one window. Somewhere. Maybe in the bathroom? I don't even know.
Joey has one. He's got a singing guy outside his window.
Oh, yeah. But that you'd have to be in that room to appreciate the outside.
Fair enough. So then the episode opens. Any more observations from the theme? You were talking about Phoebe's dancing a little bit in the fountain.
Yep. No, I wasn't really noticing anything else. It was Chandler that... A Chandler moment that I thought was funny. When he, like, pretended to have a sword. Like, huzzah!
Okay. But you know, you pointed out, like, Phoebe's dancing in the fountain. So you're really half-hearted.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's like they caught her in... It's like they caught her in an off moment. It was just weird.
She's just not digging it.
No, yeah, they're all just... They're fine.
I noticed something.
What?
So, you remember at the end of last season where, like, they seemed to cut the theme tune short a little bit?
Yeah.
And because of that, David Schwimmer is, like, it's really rushed at the end. And David Schwimmer is like, oh, there's David. Boop, 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 and then he's out. And then they're turning off the lights at the fountain.
Yeah.
Well, I think they've gone back. I don't know if, like, Schwimmer got on to his agent and was like, there. They've shortened me in the entrance. This is ridiculous. You need to do something about it.
But, especially as the main character.
Well, says you. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they went back to the cutting room because the theme tune is shorter, but to accommodate it now, all the characters, you know, you have them dancing in the fountain and then you get a couple of clips of them, like, in past episodes doing something funny, striking a pose.
Yeah.
Well, it used to be you got three little clips per character, but now it's just two little clips per character. So everyone gets the same amount of time.
Well, that makes sense. It should all be the same.
Well, I mean, if anyone's going to have less, it should be David Schwimmer.
No, he's the main character, Michael.
And he's your second favorite character, Elizabeth.
You know, that was the end of season 5. Season 6 has proved very strange. But you know what? I'm open to the thought that he might improve.
Ross made both of us laugh a lot in this episode.
Yeah, he did, actually.
To be fair. We're talking about MVPs per episode.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, Ross has it for this episode. The episode opens. Phoebe asks Ross about Rachel, what happened, because last episode he was like, I'm going to tell her that we're not broken up and we need to do this, this, and this. And he reveals that he did not tell her about the annulment because she was crying and upset and he comforted her. And Phoebe's like, oh, you love her, Lovey McLoverson. And he's like, no, I didn't. And she was like, did you smell her hair when you were hugging her? And he was like, kind of. And you're like, well, anyone that's seen the first 4 seasons of Frasier will know smelling the hair of a woman means that you love her deeply. Old Niles Crane with Daphne.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So creepy.
Is it? Just have a wee sniff while you're hugging?
Well, it's one thing if it just happens naturally because you can smell their shampoo. But if you go out of your way to smell their hair, it's creepy as fuck.
Is it like smelling their hair? Is it like taking a deep breath as you're hugging? It's like enjoying the moment. You're like...
Well, that's fine if it's just, you know, you don't have to move your nose or your head to smell it. If it happens organically...
Her head was like up his nose in that hug.
Then fine. Yeah, that's fine.
We saw it. We should be supporting
then
him.
Then of course you'd smell it because your face is right there.
Phoebe wasn't there. She don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's like... Whoa, blah, blah, blah. And Phoebe's just like, well... Just be careful because she's not in the same place as you. And he's like, well, she is in the same place as me, which is not wanting to be with someone or because I don't love her. And Phoebe was just like, I don't know what you're talking about. Elsewhere, Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Almost forgot her name.
Good. Yep.
Monica and Chandler. You know when you almost forget someone's name midway through saying it? That's just what happened to me there.
Oh, is that
Monica?
Monica.
And Chandler talk about what to do with the spare room, that they're going to have once Rachel gets the fuck out of their place.
This conversation annoyed me.
Why?
Because Monica kept saying, beautiful spare room, beautiful spare room.
Guest room, I think.
Or beautiful guest room, beautiful guest room.
Yeah.
It was always just beautiful guest room.
It's going to be. You don't think Monica would make it beautiful?
I'm sure she. It would be very nice. But she just kept saying, well, what about the beautiful guest room?
Chandler's like, I was thinking we could do a game room. We could get like these old arcade machines and do them up. And it would just be a really fun place. And Monica's just like, no.
No,
like,
because it's going to be a beautiful guest room.
Well, she says that's what she thinks they should do. And then Chandler's like, okay, I like that idea, but this is what I want. And she's like, no.
Yeah.
And he's just like, no discussion, that's it. And they get into a bit of an argument.
I mean, to his point, he says, you know, if we have a guest room, all of our friends live 30 seconds away, so who would really be staying here?
Mm.
And to her point, it would probably just be kind of like a waste of a space because it's kind of tacky and she wouldn't enjoy it. It would just be like him and Joey and Ross probably using it.
Yeah.
So it probably makes sense to have a guest room.
Well, of course, you're on Team Monica's side. No, you love a guest room. Oh, every room we get, let's have another guest room.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, I just have so many rooms.
Well, I just think it's a bit daft, like, especially in this context, like, you have a, you know, you want a big house, you want lots of space, and then you just, like, the first thing you do when you have, like, an extra room is turn it into a room that you're only ever going to, like, someone else is going to use maybe a couple of times a year. It just seems a bit crazy.
It would probably make more sense to have, like, a study, you know, a desk mm-hmm. and some books and a nice armchair if you just want some, like, a quiet place.
Or a workshop or a hobby room or a craft room or,
yeah,
like,
but
a...
that's good for if both people do that hobby or craft, mm-hmm. but, you know, a game room, Monica wouldn't even use it, most likely.
I think Monica would be happier living on her own.
Mm-hmm.
I think, just like, people bother Monica. I think she would just be happier on her own.
I agree with
that. In her own space.
Yeah.
Maybe get a cat or two. She is basically a crazy cat lady.
I resent that.
So they get into a big fight about the room. We discover that Joey has placed an ad for a new roommate. The ad reads, non-smoker, non-ugly. He's looking for a female roommate.
Me.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Like me.
Yeah.
No, he was looking like, you know, I want someone that's kind of different than me, but someone we could just really get along. Obviously, he's looking for a woman that he probably finds attractive to sleep with. But I think him and I would get along swimmingly. I'd probably try to drown him in the toilet.
You guys could practice run lines with each other.
Exactly. But I do think I would go bananas. I would just hang out with the chick and the duck most of the time.
Rachel is on the hunt for a new apartment. She talks to Phoebe in Central Perk because she is struggling. She just can't find anywhere. Everywhere that's like in her price range, it's people that she doesn't want to live with. She's like, look at this ad. You know, blah, 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 blah. Non-smoker, non-ugly. She's bloody well found Joey's ad.
It's funny.
Ross comes in. He's got good news for Rachel. There is an apartment in his building where one of the guys is going away on like a 2-year dig. So he's subletting. So Rachel like gets his number and goes to give him a call. And she gives Ross a big hug. She's like, oh my God, that's awesome. Phoebe sees the hug. She sees that there's kind of lingering feelings that Ross has. Ross, of course, denies it because this is the one with Ross in denial.
Right.
Is he in denial to himself, or is he just denying things to Phoebe? What do we think?
To himself, too.
To himself, too?
Yeah.
Interesting. Rachel comes back. The apartment's already gone. So Ross, like, spur of the moment, just like, oh, you should come live with me. And Phoebe's like, ooh. But Rachel is surprisingly super into this idea. Like, unusually keen to do this.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Maybe she's just, like, so desperate. She's just like, all right, okay, let's do it.
Well, she knows it's a nice place, and he seems like a relatively clean person. You know, like, if I was living with Chandler and Joey, I feel like it would just be messy everywhere, but Ross prides himself on having things be organized and neat, and I think that's a good quality in a roommate.
Phoebe's really good in this scene. She's just sort of like, oh, yeah, this is so not a stupid idea. And I was just like, ugh, I don't know.
Oh, brother.
Elsewhere, Chandler apologizes to Monica. Monica, who disappointingly is sporting the famous Lego haircut right now.
Is she?
Long Lego hair.
I didn't notice. Whoa. I mean, it's definitely longer than it has been.
It just looks like it's just clipped onto the top of her scalp.
Oh, no.
Kind of like Cleopatra, I suppose. She apologizes as well. So then they're like, let's forget about the spare room for the time being. Chandler wants to talk about changes to the living room. And Monica is just like, what changes? He's like, well, I want to bring my chairs over. Or my chair, singular, his reclining chair. And Monica's just like, oh, but they're a set. They need to stay together. So he's like, all right, I'll bring them both over. And then she's like, oh, but then you're taking them from their home. She doesn't want the chairs.
No.
She doesn't like the chairs. She thinks they're ugly. They don't fit anywhere. There's more bloody arguing.
This parallels a How I Met Your Mother episode also.
Which we were literally watching yesterday as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's... I feel like writers have run out of things to do.
Well, it's a. I think it's a pretty common thing.
But like, it was so similar.
Well, you know, it was like 6-7 years later. I guess people would forget. I mean, How I Met Your Mother is such a sort of Friends...
Yeah, I mean, it's a sitcom based around a group of friends, so...
In New York.
Yeah.
So there's more arguing. Whose side are you on about the chairs debate?
Well, if they don't fit anywhere, it doesn't really make sense. I think just leave them.
And maybe make room for them somewhere?
No, they won't match.
Match what?
Her stuff.
Her shitty couches and her stupid table.
All right, so we all know what side you're on. And I'm on her side.
I just think Chandler should be allowed to have some stuff in the apartment.
He could put his chair in the spare room.
They're not... She's not going to allow that. Not in the beautiful guest room.
Well, until they figure out what they're doing with it, then why not?
Oh, boy. Listen, we don't need to start arguing about this. There's been enough arguments over this. We don't need to have an argument about it 20 years after the fact. Just calm down, okay? Got that freakish pregnancy strength, and I'm not messing with you.
Yeah, you better not.
Joey is interviewing a girl about moving in. Chandler comes in, and he's like, you don't need to find someone. I'm staying here now. And Joey's just like, oh, don't listen to him. And then Chandler's like, why did you take the shower curtain down? And Joey's just like, no. Classic Joey. Ross is clearing some stuff to make space for Rachel. Rachel comes round and she's like, oh, I don't need to move anymore. Chandler and Monica just got into this big fight, so now I don't need to move out. Ross is not happy about this news. He goes over to fix the problem. He just drags Chandler into the apartment. He's like, why are you guys doing this? This is so silly. You guys going to break up over something so silly? Do you want to live together or do you want the silliness to ruin things?
It was so funny.
You loved the silliness.
It was just the way he was saying it. He was like manic, but it was so funny.
He is like determined to get this move going so that Rachel can move in with him.
I know, but he was saying it like, like silly, like it's you're talking to
silly.
Like a little kid.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was very it was good work so by good. David Schwimmer. I noticed while this was going on, there was some sort of weird face plant pot thing in the background on the counter. Freaked me out.
Oh yeah, like a decorative vase with some flowers in it.
I did not care for it. Vases shouldn't have faces. I've always said that. I've always said that.
Please ask my permission before you quote me, Michael.
Vases shouldn't have faces, you guys.
Well, it's better than that freaking clown thing that was in Joey and Chandler's apartment. Oh my god.
Anyway, faces with faces is something I'm against. So then they're just sort of like, do you want to move in together or do you want to be silly? And they're just like, we want to move in together. So then he just sort of gets up and it's like, good, a verbal contract is legal in New York. And he just storms off. Like he's just... He's going for it.
Yeah.
He's jumping right in. Think how much he's changed since like season one. Think how much he's changed since hi. And he's just sort of like, oh, I can't
sad sack Ross.
I can't go out today because this is the anniversary of when I made love to my wife. Now he's just like yelling up a storm.
Now he's just psychotic.
Yeah. I'm really digging it this time around. I always thought Ross like got really bad in the later seasons because of his yelling, but nah, I'm here for it. I'm loving it. He might be my second favorite character.
Maybe
now.
It's because I helped you appreciate him by
you
me.
You didn't help.
No. I started appreciating him like 3 episodes ago. So maybe I helped with that.
Elsewhere, Rachel is sitting in Central Park. Gunther approaches her and is like, oh, I hear you're looking for a place to live. And she's like, well, maybe not anymore. And he's just like, oh, because I was going to offer you my place. And Rachel, for the second episode in a row, misunderstands people when talking about living in apartments, because then she's just like, oh, why? Where are you going? He was offering her to stay at his place with him.
Yes.
But she thought, oh, he's moving out and getting rid of his place.
Yeah.
So where are you going? And he's just like, I don't know yet. And off he goes.
Oh, Gunther.
Gunther.
What are we going to do with him?
When is Rachel going to see what she's been looking for has been there the whole time?
That's the real question of this episode, honestly. Yeah.
Well, at least we know what he's up to this week. Ross comes in, tells her that, like, they're moving again, so she's going to have to move in. Rachel seems to have had a change of heart at this point. She's like, well, don't you think it's going to be weird, given our history? And I'm kind of like, obviously, this is the question you should have been asking from the very fucking beginning.
Right.
Of course it's going to be fucking weird. You guys dated for 2 years.
Would you move in with an ex like that?
Not under the circumstances that they are currently in.
Even like, though they've been friends for a while and it hasn't been...
They've been friends, but also he said her name at the altar and then she, like, told him he loved him and then, like, they got married. And there's just so much going on.
To be honest, he wouldn't have said her name at the altar if he hadn't seen her.
You don't think?
No.
Mm. Wow. It's too late to bring this up now.
I know. I don't know why I didn't say it then.
You might have done.
Maybe.
We're not very good at remembering what we talk about.
No, we're not. We're silly. You're silly.
I'm not silly. I have no room for
silly. No, you're silly.
No, I'm not. You're silly. Rachel, so Rachel's like, but then we're going to start dating. And how are you going to feel when I start bringing guys home? And he's just like, I'll be okay with it. And she's like, yeah, it'll be like college. I'll put like a sock over the door and then like come back later.
I think he totally misunderstood that. He was like, what do you mean we're going to start, you know, he was like, oh, we're going to start dating each other? Nope, but they're going to individually date new people.
Mm-hmm. Which hadn't occurred to him, basically. So then it immediately cuts to him dragging Chandler back into the apartment again. And he's like, he's trying to put them off moving in together again. He's like, maybe it's not so silly. Maybe you guys should think about not moving in together. But by this time, they don't think he's serious. They're just like, he says something like, that room that you're arguing about could destroy you. And they're just like, nah, we'll take our chances.
Yeah.
So he storms off. Monica then shows in a sign of good faith to Chandler, takes him over to a spot in the living room where she's marked a little square on the rug.
And in the middle of the floor.
Right in front of the other couch.
It's very strange. It would be as if where you'd put a coffee table. Imagine a big circle there. So you remove a coffee table and put a huge-ass lazy boy there instead. In front, you know, surrounding all your other furniture.
She's marked off a square in between the couch and her coffee table, directly in front of the television. There'd be no room to kick up the leg rest. It's madness, unless she's planning on moving some other stuff around. But you would have thought she would have moved it first and been like, oh, I moved some stuff around. This is where your chair's going to go. I marked out the spot. But no, it's just a square. Like, they couldn't even be bothered moving the couch. Like, the set design people are just like, oh, well, let's not move anything. Let's just put the square here. And this is... It's just like, come on. Monica would never be so haphazard in her furniture arrangement.
Well, maybe she did it because then he would see that there really is just no room for it. And she was just kind of tricking him. Like, here, this is where it can go. But then obviously it couldn't go there. So it's like, oh, well, there's no space. Sorry.
That's not what they had, like, set up that scene for, though. She was, like, being apologetic.
Well, she could be sneaky.
She is sneaky. We've established that. He also wants to get a big merge sign over, like, their bed. It's like, oh, it'll be like we're merging because we've merged. And she's just like, no, we're not going to do that.
No, no.
And that, to be fair, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Back in Central Perk, something we haven't seen in a while, Phoebe is singing a little song.
I know.
Do you remember what the song was about?
Little black hair.
Little black curly hair.
Little black curly hair.
Not something you really want to hear about.
She's like, I found it in my bed. How'd you get there?
little black curly hair.
Yeah, because she has long, blonde, straight hair.
And then after she's done, really good joke that she follows up with. She has like a sort of mailing list. She has like a pad and paper and she's just like, okay, and if you want to receive emails about my upcoming gigs, give me money so I can buy a computer. It's pretty good. Pretty clever.
I like your nursing.
Yeah. Haven't heard it in a while. Mm-mm. Good to have her back. Rachel goes to make a copy of Ross's key so that she can move in with him. While she's gone, Joey approaches Ross and he's like, I'm concerned, man. I don't think this is a good idea. If she moves in, eventually you guys are going to like be dating again. And he seems to think that's a bad thing. Ross is like, maybe you're right. Because he was like kind of down about them moving in, but now he's like, Joey's putting back on the, maybe this will happen.
I honestly couldn't keep up with this episode, with where she was going to be, where she wasn't going to be. It by the end here, I was like, wait, so who is she living with? Does she have a place? It was just confusing to me.
Well, so she comes back from the hardware store where she went to cut the keys. Couldn't remember. And Joey's like, I'm going to do you a favor here, Ross. And he's just like, Rachel, why don't you just move in with me? Like, it's an easier move. It's just across the hall. Be more simple. And Ross is kind of like, oh, shit, Joey, you're going to steal it. And he's like, we won't even do Naked Thursdays. And she's like, okay, no tricks. You're not going to do, like, Naked Wednesday. And then he ends with, like, oh, it can be whatever day you want it to be. And that's kind of the button on the episode.
So is she going to be with Ross?
I think... It is not very well explained.
Okay.
I think it, like, what they were setting up was, like, Joey had simultaneously convinced Ross that this was a good idea again, but then also ruining it for him with a sincere offer to Rachel, because Rachel was, like, thinking about it. She was like, huh, yeah, I mean, it would be easier to move.
Yeah.
But then he blows it again. Like, Joey comes in with, like, another, oh, well, Naked Thursday can be naked any day, basically.
Yeah.
And, like, I think that's, like, the comedic button that the episode ends on. And it's like, oh, Joey's fucked up again. So I think, I mean, I know what happens, but I think what they've led you to think is she's going to move in with Ross.
Okay. That's what I thought. All right.
And this is kind of confirmed in the end credits, because Joey is still interviewing someone. Someone comes back for a second interview. So yeah. Obviously Rachel is not moving in. He's like, oh, a pretty girl comes around again. And he's like, oh, I just, you know, you're one of the final people that I want to move in. We're going to do some word association. Full disclosure, during the end credits, our Wi-Fi died, so we were unable to get to the word association, but I'm pretty sure it was, like, him saying words that could have, like, a sexual word association with it. And I think, like, if I remember correctly, and please don't bother tweeting us if I'm wrong, at FriendsPod, don't tweet us. like, the first two questions, she, like, does the right thing. I think it's something like pillow, and she's like, fight, and he's like, oh, yeah. Because
in every porn ever, that's just what girls do, right? Or every sleepover, that's all girls do, is like go in their underwear and have pillow fights.
Yeah. But then, like, the third one, she says something else, and he's like, oh, sorry, tough break, and he, like, shows her out. I believe that's what happens. Or maybe not. Maybe she answers all the questions right, and she moves in with him. I can't remember. We'll have to wait and see for the next episode. We'll have to find out. We will have to wait and see on episode 4... Which is, are you interested in knowing?
Yes.
The one where Joey loses his insurance.
Oh, no.
Serious topics. Hard-hitting stuff.
Very relevant to today's world.
Will the Central Perk Gang ever be the same again? Tune in to find out. Did you like that episode?
No. I liked Ross in it.
Yes.
But it was just kind of all over the place. I don't know. I needed more from it. But I liked Ross in it. So it was just okay.
We seem to have completely put the fact that Ross and Rachel are still married on the back burner.
Yeah, right. Well, she doesn't know.
She does not know.
So if she knew, I assume that it would be more on the front burner.
Probably.
Like right in the front.
Right in the
like
front
burner. Like it'd be really hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Probably. But Ross is great in this. And I think we said that quite a lot last season as well. Like he was like kind of the star of the show. He is. Because
he's the main character.
Well... No, I think Monica and Chandler are the main characters.
No.
That's the great thing about the show. For everybody...
Joey and Phoebe are never the main characters.
What about when Phoebe met her dad? For one episode, she was the main character.
You keep bringing that up, but...
Oh, by the way, on Phoebe Dad Watch, no sign this week, unfortunately. But maybe next time. We'll have to wait and see. All right. Day 3 is in the bag. I'm going to wrap things up. We'll be back tomorrow with day 4 of 7 podcasts in 7 days. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Friends to the End with Michael and Elizabeth. I've been Michael. She's been Elizabeth. You can catch us on Twitter at FriendsPod. We are on Instagram. Just search for FriendsPod, Friends to the End Pod. On Instagram, we post show notes and funny video clips and all of that good stuff. If you want to support the show, help us keep the lights on, maybe... Eventually feed Elizabeth's baby when it's born. You can do so over on Patreon. You can search for the Friends Till the End podcast and throw a couple of bucks our way. You do get special, there's a list of special things that you will get if you help support the show, and thank you to everybody who's doing that. You can check out our website, friendstilltheend.podomatic.net, which has all of our old show episodes on it. If you want to help us reach a larger audience, you can go over to iTunes and leave us a friendly rating and review. That helps us reach a wider audience, as does telling a friend. Word of mouth is all that great stuff to help the world go around and let people know about what we're doing. Elizabeth, we shall wrap up with the conclusion of Would You Rather. I think this has been a pretty straightforward one for you. Would you rather be trapped in a box during Thanksgiving with all your friends around you, or would you rather be locked out of your apartment all alone on Thanksgiving?
I'd rather be locked out of my apartment all alone on Thanksgiving.
That's a lonely time. You don't want your friends around you on Thanksgiving?
No, because my claustrophobia would set in.
You don't and have I would... claustrophobia.
If I was in a box, I would be so scared. I'd run out of oxygen.
Your friends would talk you through it.
No, it's not good enough.
They'll be there for you.
Plus, if you're really locked
out, when
you're
trapped in a box, they'll be there for you. When you've changed all the locks, I'll be there. It worked for both of them.
I know, that was pretty good.
Thank you.
You could call the fire department.
When you're locked outside the house?
Well, you can say, look, I have things in the stove. Like, I'm scared that this house will catch fire. Can you break into my apartment?
If you're going to do that, you could just break in, though. Why you gotta waste our emergency services resources?
Well, that's just my answer.
Right. Fair enough. These will be on our Twitter page. These polls of Would You Rathers will be on our Twitter page when these episodes drops. When these episodes drop. Oh, boy. All right. Elizabeth, see you tomorrow, mate.
All right.
Got four more to go.
Later, Gator.
Say goodbye, Gunther. Baby Gunther. Oh my God!